Blog Talk Radio.
We the cause of all the commotion. Your mouth running, but where's you going? What is you smoking, man? That ain't potent. What is you talking, man? It ain't important. Illuminati, high society. We in this party and nobody invited me. We the cause of all the commotion.
Hello, hello, and hello again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hinge of Decision with Blog Radio Talk Show. So how's everybody doing? Listen, guys, oh my goodness, like, I'm so sorry about that. We had technical difficulties on my side, guys. I'm really sorry about that. But listen, everything's amazing now, okay? We have the lady, amazing, beautiful lady on the other end. No worries. Now, guys, y'all know you're going to laugh at me, right? Because y'all know I mess names up. I'll mess your name up in a minute. I want to say special thanks to her for her being so kind. First it was 6 and 6:30. The block had it going on. It was a mess. But we're good now. So we're going to go ahead and get on. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Hold on. I see y'all on. Oh, my God. You guys are so loyal. I love y'all. I do. Okay. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. We're about to get it popping right now. You understand me? Okay, hold on. Okay, guys, please, let me tell y'all, this situation right here is a mess. They have it going on today on the blog. But hold on, she's on, I'm on, just hold on. I'm going to get this all right. No? Here we go. Here we go, guys. All right, here we go. My Hi. Lady, how Hi. Are you?
Hi, I'm I great. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, before we get started, sugar, I want to thank you so much for waiting and being so patient. We were supposed to start this at 6, guys. She waited till 7. 7 came. We had 7:05. Now we had 7:15. No worries. We're going to get it all out of her. Listen. Okay, pronounce your name for me, sweetie.
Oh, sure. It's Tamara Abrosimova Georgievna.
That it's is really long. So freaking beautiful. Oh, my God. That name is... What kind of name is that? I love it.
It's Russian.
Wow. I love it. So, listen, give me that first name. Give me that first name again. Let me say it the right way.
Oh, it's a Tamara. Like
Tamara.
Tomorrow, but. Yes, ma'am.
Like tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay. That's a beautiful name. Like tomorrow. Oh, my God. I just love it. Okay, so listen, let's get started. Tomorrow. Tell everybody where you originally came from. Let's get started.
Okay, so I'm originally from Ukraine, moved to United States when I was 12, and then, a few years ago, I just moved to South Carolina, and
okay,
got better in American industry.
Okay, so you moved and you came to South Carolina, so you've only been here for 2 years, so you're still kind of fresh here. How do you like it here in South Carolina?
Well, it's different, but I like it. The weather's nice, people are nice, food is really good, and I eat way too much of it, and everything's good. I really like it here.
Okay, well, that's really good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm originally from New York. When I got to Charleston, I hated it. Guys, y'all know I did. I've been here for a long time now, so I love it. But when I first got here, oh, my goodness, I so hated it. Because when you come from New York and you come to a state like this, it's a little different, you know, for me anyway, you know. But I definitely didn't like it. So tell me about tomorrow. How did you get into acting? You're an actress, are you not?
Kind of. Just starting.
Okay, well, let's talk about the kind of. Let's talk about the whatever it is that you do, it's important. So let's talk about it.
Okay, so I kind of always wanted to be an actress. And one day I've heard on Facebook from one of my mutual friends that there's like a filming of this show called Mr. Mercedes. And it was happening in the small town of Manning, where I live right now. And I kind of accidentally walked on set, and they're like, "Hey, are you one of the extras?" I'm like, "Yeah." And they just registered me. And then after being on set for like 12 or so hours, I'm just like, "Hey, I like it. I think I'm going to do it." So that's a short story.
So is that the first and only thing that you've been on?
No, I've actually been on a couple of student films in Savannah. Then I was recently a body double for this HBO show that I can't really talk about. But, and then I just do, like, background extra and standing on multiple shows. So, yeah.
Okay, no, that sounds pretty great. So let me ask you this. You're just getting into it, which is great. And this is something I tell you. And I'm sure that on your way, you know, as being in it tomorrow, you would find more, you know, great things, and you will also see all the stuff that's good, that's bad, that's right, that's wrong, that's great. And God knows I'm wishing you a lot of luck. So with that being said, my question to you is this. Is this something that you want to make a full-blown career out of?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, it's just something I feel passionate about, something I always wanted to do, and it's just not 9-to-5 job. It's like, I mean, in a way it is, but it's not like a dead end. Like, you always progress in this job.
Yeah, you do. And as I said, if it's something that you want to do and you love it, you're going to love it. It's such hard work. It really is. And I am so excited to have met you through Demene Johnson, if that's who we're talking about. And she put, you know, the ad out there for our movie, and you responded. And when I sent your picture, I said, "Oh, my God, she's gorgeous." And then when you said you wanted to play Mimi, I said, you know, at the time I couldn't pronounce your name, sweetie, but now I can tomorrow, and you look like a great Mimi. You know? You look like an amazing Mimi. Yes, you do. You are so beautiful. Oh, my God, you're beautiful. And I got to tell you guys, I'm not over-exaggerating, because you guys was putting on here she was pretty, you know? So you're just absolutely gorgeous. You really are. So listen, let me ask you this. When you came here, I want to just go back to something a little bit, just to get from when people understand people come from Russia. And for me to have someone in my movie that, you know, that is Russian is just amazing. You know, it kind of takes me to the Rockies, you know. When his wife, did his movies that, you know, they were married at the time. But being here in Charleston, South Carolina, now, is this the first place you came to from Russia, or you've been somewhere before, then you came here?
I've been in Wyoming, Alaska, and then I came here.
Oh, okay. And right now, you plan on staying in Charleston for a while, or, you know, is this going to be your home, South Carolina?
Staying here for a while. Not sure when, because I don't know. I'm just a person who can't stay in one place for long. But, yeah, I'll definitely be staying in Charleston for a while.
Okay. And I got to tell you something. Whenever you get that big break, you go ahead and do what you got to do. And you know, sometimes you got to go through a whole lot of little small things before you get to the big things. But eventually you will definitely get to the big things for sure. So with that being said, I wish you nothing but much success in everything that you do. You understand me? I'm going to keep you in prayers for you to make, you know, the best out of this that you can and become as rich and famous as you like to, because you got the look. You know, I don't know if you've been told that before, but you definitely have the look for this industry. You know what I'm saying? So I see you definitely going real. Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely, sweetie. I see you going really, 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 really far, you know? Okay, so we're going to talk about the Kugel story, which is that's something we really can't talk about her character in regards to what she's going to be doing, but how she got picked. You want to tell them about, why don't you tell them about how you got picked?
I submitted for it, and then, I guess I just liked her fierce personality and, like, how she's open about things, and Yeah, it's something that I'm not, I don't know, I'm kind of a shy person, and like her personality is not me, so I wanted to go out of my way and I wanted to audition for her, so yeah.
That was awesome. And you know what? I'll tell you something. What you just said, guys, if you heard what she said I'm very shy, and she wanted to get out of that. And Mimi's going to get out of that because Mimi's a wild chick, you know? And, mm-hmm. yeah, so I think that's a great thing. I think that you took a leap. You know, this is a small independent film. This is nothing real, real big, but it's a beginning for you. And, you know, she went through the means. She seen, you know, the post. She answered the post. She sent me a video. I loved it as soon as I seen her. I said, she's so beautiful. This is Mimi right here. When she wrote back, she had two characters she could have played, you know, around with, but she decided she wanted to do Mimi, guys. And when you know, for you guys who's looking at her on Facebook, you're just looking at her. Don't she look like a beautiful Mimi along with the name that she already has? You know, her birth name? Hello? You know? So, yeah. So with that being said, for you to want to come out of your character, you know, for the thousands mm-hmm. of people that are listening to this on here, that is great. That is great, Tomorrow. That's great. It is wonderful that you want to come out of your character. And Mimi's definitely going to take you out of that shyness because she's a pretty wild chick. She and her friend is out. You know what's going to happen, so we can't tell them. But, and then to come in such a, you know, a controversial movie. The movie is just, all, you know, it's just got a lot going on and, you know, a lot of gangster stuff going on. So that's good, you know, that the big-time people, you know, the Steven Spielbergs, the Tyler Perrys, you know, the people that's doing those great movies, a lot of great women that are producing and directing now will see you on a nice small film and be like, whoa, you know. So that's what I'm sure that you're going to do and expecting out of you, you know. So, with that being said, when is your next gig? I know you have a table reading this weekend, guys. She have a first table reading with us this weekend. So that's going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to meet you in person. So what else you got going on besides all the things you told us in the Cooper story? You have any else, you know, you have anything else going on?
I am working on a project that will be shooting in Savannah, and it's going to be like an independent movie also. But it's going to be in the fall, so I'm pretty excited about that. We kind of getting started, and yeah, I can't really talk about it, but it's a surprise. So yeah, so
no worries, because you got, you know, producers and writers such as myself that, you know, they allow you to talk about butts so much because they don't want the movie out, you know, and that's just as myself. You know, I'll let you give out a name, but I usually don't let you talk about it, and I definitely understand that. So nothing but respect for that. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things I want you to know is this is going to be an aspiring actress, and I'm so excited to have her in my movie, you know, and I say our because it's all of us, and I'm just really excited about it. Also, before we leave and before we, you know, get off our interview, can you please tell us some of the names of the famous celebrities that you would like to work with?
I would really like to work with Lee Pace and I think Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think they're one of the most underrated actors for now. Those are the only people I can think of right now, but I have like a big list.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing about me with underrated actors, I think they're pretty much some of the best ones, you know, because what we do have out here that's going on now. And I am very vocal with what I say. And when I say this is that they got most of the people that were already acting continuing to keep on acting to where you don't see the new actors coming as much, you know? So when you use the word undergraded, I respected that because those are the ones that I'm happy that you say you want to work with because you already got the famous and rich ones that are still continuing to do anything, you know? So we got to break those doors down tomorrow. We got to break those doors down and give ourselves and other people chances to come through and do other movies. So with that being said, is there anything that you would like to tell the audience before we end our beautiful interview, darling?
Thank you for having me on your show. I can't wait to meet you in person along with other cast members and
You good. You are so good. Don't worry about it, darling. You just, you're doing your thing. Don't you worry about it. That pretty face, girl, you ain't got to say too much. Listen, I want to thank you so much for waiting for me and giving me, saying, you know, because they had it, they had the lines all messed up. But guys, I want to say this before me and Tamara get off, is that she actually was supposed to come on 6. I seen some more people just came on, and she waited till 7, and then we were still running late. She could have hung up the phone, and she didn't. And that was so appreciated. My celebrity tomorrow did not hang up. She stayed on, and I appreciate that. That shows me you have patience, and that's a great virtue. It will keep you, it will take you so far in the near future. You understand? Do you have, can you tell them where your Facebook is at if anyone wants to find you? How would they find you to hire you to do more work?
Oh, they can find me. I'm set up on Facebook for a different name. It's Inna, Kognita, Cognita, because I like to stay incognito in disguise.
Well, that sometimes that's a good way to be. So, is that on Facebook or is it on Instagram or both?
It's on Facebook, but on Instagram, I'm actually signed up as Russian Spy 666.
Okay, and do you have a Twitter? Do you have a Twitter?
Yes. I believe it's the same name. I don't use Twitter much. But yeah, it's the same, Incognita.
Okay, you guys got that. I don't use Twitter much either. I really even use IG. I'm really a Facebook person. I got to get back on IG. I just got started with it, so I don't have a lot of followers on there. But that's something that we have to go ahead and pull together a little bit here. You know, get back, get on IG, and stay on our Facebook. I'm really more like Facebook, but I definitely understand that. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things I want you to know is you can always go back and get this interview. And if you would like for me to send you the interview to your email, I'd be glad to send it to you if you like.
Oh, yes, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely send it to you because, see, my, you know, everybody on the blog can hear it, you know, for the people that are on. And then the people that know when I come on that connect with me, they can always go back and listen to it. For anybody that may have not heard or wasn't on the interview or got a friend that want to listen to it and want to know where you can find it, you can always go back and listen to the whole interview, ladies and gentlemen. And you can definitely get all her information to where if you want to hire her or whatever it is that you may want to talk to her about with respect. Understand, people? With respect, okay? So with that being said, I want to thank you for your patience, my lady. I want to thank you for being so nice, and I want to thank you for accepting your role in the life of an OG Cougar Gangsta Virgin. You are so appreciated. Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Miss Tamara, and you will see her in my movie and a lot of other places as well. You guys have a great night. I will make sure that you get this interview in your email. Look for it in the next 15 minutes. Is there anything you would like to say to the people, darling?
Have a good night.
Okay, and I also want you to know, okay,
keep doing what you're doing, people.
We have over 3,000 people on, so tell everybody hello.
Hello.
She's so cute, y'all, ain't she? Listen, I want to thank my listeners. You guys are amazing. I want to thank my supporters. You guys are amazing. I thank y'all so much for rocking with me as long as you have. Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Miss Tamara. I can't wait to meet her. You guys have a great night. This is Sandra of the Sandra with Flaw Radio Talk Show. So, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have a good night. Thank you, darling. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.